fighting for America.
The notion that the West is at war with Islam is an ugly lie. And all of us, regardless of our faith, have a responsibility to reject it.
Fighting for Idaho.
They're calling us what we are, Christians. And one by one, we form the strongest bond because it's a bond that is rooted in Jesus Christ. And no matter how much they try to oppose him, they will not prevail.
Fighting for you.
If you mothball some of these assets, you know, it doesn't take long for things to start to deteriorate. That's why we insist that they put another mission in here before they pull the A-10 out.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We have a busy show for you today. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And the reason why I seem a little bit distracted, even more so, is I was going to start the program with some comments made by Rudy Giuliani that have been getting a lot of buzz, a lot of attention. But quite frankly, I think we start with the president of the United States. Now, remember, the president is sitting back and has his anti-terrorism summit. He never mentioned radical Islam. He never mentioned the killing of the Christians. He's saying basically that we as Americans have to be more tolerant of folks of other faiths. And then he's talking about, I'm not making this up, he's talking about giving terrorists jobs. That's right. He's talking about giving terrorists jobs. And by the way, you can always follow me on Twitter at Kevin Miller Show or on Facebook at Kevin Miller Show. And we start with a story from CNSNews.com. Where the president said, we hear a lot about the United States Judeo-Christian heritage, but according to President Obama, Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since its founding. That's what the president told a White House conference on countering violent terrorism, violent extremism, doesn't even use the word terrorism. Obama has said similar things in the past. I also know that Islam has always been a part of America's story, Obama said in a June 2009 speech in Cairo. Islam has always been part of America, he said in a 2010 statement making the start of Ramadan, marking the start of Ramadan. In a speech Wednesday, the president was making the point that Western nations must show that welcoming people of all faiths at all times when extremists are saying the Western nations are hostile to Muslims. Now, here's the deal. I mean, we're under attack. We have people brandishing and using their faith. Reverend Graham saying, hey, a storm is coming, and we have the President of the United States telling us essentially that we're intolerant when it comes to Islam. By the way, Reverend Graham, quote, Muhammad is dead and buried. Christ is alive. Do you want to follow the dead or the living? By the way, when you take a look at some of the scholars, they believe that Christians are following a dead God when they talk about Jesus. But let's get back to the point here and hear from the President of the United States.
It's been woven into the fabric of our country.
Well, let's start from the beginning here. Cue the funky music.
Here in America, Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since its founding. Generations of Muslim immigrants came here and went to work as farmers and merchants and factory workers, helped to lay railroads and build up America. The first Islamic center in New York City was founded in the 1890s.
All right, let's stop the buzz in my ear there and yours as well at 580KIDO. So here we have the president, who is supposed to rally people. By the way, I love how they've just revealed about our plan to take back Mosul, if you will. When's the last time he talked about Christians? We had a Christian who was killed, Kayla Mueller. We had 21 Coptic Christians kidnapped and killed. We have ISIS saying the nation of the cross. And we have the president, who was already neutered to the public, when's the last time you saw something realistic about what we face in the Middle East? It was called Homeland. They've decided they're not going to be very accurate anymore. There are good and bad. I've said on this program many times, if the extremists were the majority of the Muslim faith, we'd have a lot more problems. But to sit back and ignore the problem, which is what the president is doing, he's handcuffing us, right? By the way, he may not be the world's greatest husband, but he is America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, saying this.
I think that is a perfectly reasonable opinion, that the president in his comments, if we look at all of his rhetoric, has not displayed the kind of love of America, the kind of love of American exceptionalism that other American presidents have displayed.
Do we start this show, Kevin Miller in the Morning at 580 KIDO, with this question? Do you believe the president that Islam has been woven into the fabric of America right down there with Thomas Jefferson and everybody? I think the major factions that founded this country, what you had Jefferson that was a deist or something, was running around with the trees and the dwarves or something like that. And then you had the Christians, people of faith, Catholics, Protestants, that couldn't worship in Europe coming here. I don't remember anybody else. Now, I could be mistaken, but back to Rudy Giuliani. And by the way, do you believe that the president loves America? Giuliani? Not so much.
That he has gone abroad and criticized us over and over again, apologized for us. Every time he does it, it embarrasses me.
That's last night from the Big Fox's Megyn Kelly. And then you have Megyn Kelly saying to Giuliani, don't you apologize? Shouldn't you apologize for what you've said about the president of the United States by not calling him patriotic? It's not the right-wing conspiracy. It's not the talk radio. It's not Kevin Miller. It's a guy that got us through 9/11, essentially saying the president apologizes. Now, you tell me at 580-5436, how many of us, when we hear what Rudy Giuliani has said, is going, yeah, right?
But when you say that he wasn't raised to love America, I mean, he was raised in part by his grandparents. His grandfather served in World War II. His grandmother worked in a munitions plant to help the nation during World War II. I mean, to suggest he was raised by people who don't love America or who didn't help him learn to love America.
Well, his grandfather introduced him to Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, who the president says
he fought in World War II.
Okay, you can fight in World War II.
Oh, don't we love Megyn Kelly? The belle of the ball, the cosmetically appealing Megyn Kelly, very smart, married to our friend Doug, the best-selling author, got to give the president the benefit of the doubt. When in relation, Giuliani has called him out. Hey, I think it was great that his granddaddy fought for Patton. What does his daddy do? What did mama do?
Then you introduce someone to a communist, and the young boy gets...
It's a political worldview. It's not a hatred for the country.
Communism wasn't a hatred for America?
I'm talking about this particular... His grand...
I love how he backs her down. And the libs love Megyn Kelly because she attacks her own. Megyn Kelly that, 6 years ago was an intern at a TV station. Megyn Kelly works very hard, but she loves to stick it to the conservatives. The communists didn't hate America? Did the communists hate America? Of course they did. Khrushchev wanted to destroy us.
Father, if he had a leftist view of how politics in the United States should run, does that mean he doesn't love America? Does it mean his grandson doesn't?
Kelly, how about being in a church for 17 years where the minister of the church says, it's not God loves America, but God damn America. Now, if you were in that church, wouldn't you quit that church?
Let me ask you this.
I'm going to ask you that. Would you quit that church?
Well, listen, it's not about me. But I want to ask you this.
But
because
I know you would quit that church.
See, this is what I love, and we need more pushback against folks like Megyn Kelly and others. Hey, are you going to ask the questions and play devil's advocate, or are you a human? Are you flesh? Are you blood? Are you a person of faith? Are you a person of principle? That's what it comes down to. God bless Giuliani.
And the reason you would is because you were brought up about how exceptional this country is, how wonderful this country is. I am saying, and I may be wrong, it's my opinion and I'm entitled to it, I do not detect in this man the same rhetoric, the same language, the same love of America that I detected in other American presidents, including Democrats. And I think it guides a lot of the things that he says and a lot of the things that he does.
A lot of his thoughts. Linda and Emmett, our own Megyn Kelly at 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. I happened to watch that interview last night, and it was rather interesting, and to me, rather one-sided.
What do you mean?
I think Giuliani hit the nail on the head.
He called her out. She didn't know what to do.
Yep. I know she didn't. She's kind of sitting there going,
she's no Linda from Emmett.
But I, you know, he got New York City through 9/11. He does a lot of good in the country. He speaks his mind, and that's what part of what this country's framed on is freedom of speech. And I don't think Megyn was real pleased with some of his comebacks.
Well, it comes down to, do you believe that the president of the United States of America loves America?
No, I don't. I don't think he does. I don't think he gives a rip.
Well, thank goodness that we have Rudy Giuliani.
Yes.
And
I
shame
agree.
On you, Megyn Fox, and Linda from Emmett, because you're associated with her.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's
she
a tough gig you've got.
Good, but boy, she blew it last night.
Linda, you have a great day.
You too, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Cindy in Boise with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. I think I'm furious like you. Rudy Giuliani said exact truth, and that man that's running our country does not love Americans. He's not for America, and that's just plain and simply the truth.
And we're seeing this all the time. Let's go back to this violent summit where he's talking to all these folks. And do we have that sweet William? I want to get your live reaction to this because we're going to play this thing one more time. Here we go.
Here in America, Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since its founding. Generations of Muslim immigrants came here and went to work as farmers and merchants and factory workers, helped to lay railroads.
Yeah, they were the founding fathers. I've never heard of this. Have you?
Absolutely not. It's just another way that he's trying to change history. And some people will just fall for it, but it's not true. And you and I both know that.
I would agree. Thank goodness Giuliani spoke his mind. They can't really do anything to him.
I know. I wish he would do it more often.
I'm with you. Here's one more final thought for you, Cindy, and others at 580KIDO. The White House summit opens. This is the summit on violent extremism, not terrorism, not radical Islam, with a Muslim prayer. No other faiths were represented. That's fair and balanced,
you know,
huh?
Yeah, it's real fair and balanced, but we all know who's been running the country, and it's not an American.
Maybe he's just coming out of the closet now.
I believe he is.
He's got 2 years left. He could care less.
That's right. And he's got his followers that are right there with him. And we're all supposed to suffer for it because we did something really bad 1,000 years ago. So it makes it okay for them to cut off heads now.
You're right. It's the Crusades. It's the Jim Crow. It's everything else. You know, I would hope that this would leave such a taste in everybody's mouth that the next time they think of, well, let's take a chance on somebody, they seem good. I have to say, I am so happy, Cindy, that I never voted for this man.
Oh, me too. I am so grateful because I saw the writing on the wall before he got in the first time. And when he put his hand on that Quran instead of the Bible, I knew.
Well, and it goes back to what Giuliani said, you know, you can't say it any better. I love the fact that Megyn Kelly here is trying to give us the other side of the story. If you're in Reverend Wright's church, how in the world can you be influenced to love America?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep up with the fight, because I just hope that we can overcome all this. It's getting pretty serious, and he's still got 2 years left.
Cindy, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening.
All right. God bless.
God bless. We go to Rick in Nampa with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, Kevin. Obama is patriotic to Islam. He is patriotic to Marxism. He has never loved America. He's never shown any sign of it. He shows every sign of hating America. And if a man sets out to destroy this country, what could he do more effectively than what Obama has already been doing?
You know, you don't even have to watch the Dinesh D'Souza movies to get that. And
yeah,
he spells it out factually.
Yeah. I just wrote to a friend who's been deceived by the propaganda, and I said, don't listen to his rhetoric. Look at his record. You see his record? It shows who he is, where he's going, and what he means to do. I mean, he made it clear. The thing that he's not lied about is about fundamentally changing our republic, fundamentally changing America. That's what he's about.
Well, here comes down, you know, and I used to ask this all the time when I was in the Democratic stronghold of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it always got the phones going. Here, everybody loves America, but I go, do you love America? And, I mean, that's Giuliani calling him out. Let's see if we have that right here. Basically, let's take a listen to this, Rick.
I think that is a perfectly reasonable opinion, that the president in his comments, if we look at all of his rhetoric, has not displayed the kind of love of America, the kind of love of American exceptionalism that other American presidents have displayed, that he has gone abroad and criticized us over and over again, apologized for us. Every time he does it, it embarrasses me.
Your thoughts?
Well, yeah. And he bows before the King of Saudi Arabia. But when he was speaking at one university, I've forgotten where it was, where there was a cross in the background, he demanded that that cross be covered. That's not the roots of America. Oh, by the way, something else I want to mention. You may want to check out David Barton, who's one of the premier scholars concerning American history. He says that it was part of revisionist history to make Thomas Jefferson a deist, that he was not. He has researched all of the original documents and written a book about this, that Thomas Jefferson was a believer. He was not a deist.
Hmm.
So it might be worth checking out from David Barton about that even. Thomas Jefferson initiated for Bibles to be published. It was the biggest church in America that was meeting in a government building during Jefferson's presidency. So we got to look at a lot of things that have become revisionist history and check with those who have done their research on the original documents.
Rick, thank you for listening. Thank you for the call.
Hey, thank you, Kevin.
Appreciate it. 6:23, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Time for traffic now.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And coming up at 6:35, we'll take a look at the pep rally yesterday to save Gowan Field. Also, you're worried about your budget, schools, and everything else. Senator Dean Cameron will join us to talk about JFAC. Representative Matt Erpelding. We haven't had a Representative Erpelding running around in a while. He'll give us his unique perspective and some other folks coming up as we roll along. By the way, thank you to CenturyLink. Thank you, CenturyLink. What, you got a new sponsor of the program? No. But by the way, I'm not only going to thank CenturyLink, I'm going to thank all CenturyLink customers. Shouldn't you? Well, what do you mean, Kevin Miller? CenturyLink has decided to not shut down the internet. Isn't that great? They've decided not to shut down the internet for Idaho schools. By the way, I guess all the schools now have to kind of do their own thing, if you will. We'll see what happens as we move along. Kind of interesting when you think about this. that a private corporation that has asked for nothing and probably not going to get anything has decided to cut the state a break. When's the last time the government ever cut any of us a break, right? How about that? So we'll talk with Senator Cameron about that and really go in depth concerning the issues. And here's another one. How fiscally conservative are we here in Idaho when we have this issue with the internet bill? It's kind of like when your kid or you uses too much data and you don't pay for it, except they usually shut you off, number one. Number two, the idea that floating along that we're going to raise the sales tax from 6% to 7%. Never mind the gas tax and the diesel tax, right? So how conservative are we? We'll get into that with Senator Cameron coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But if you missed it yesterday, thanks to Ray Amaya, he was there. He covered it. We'll have the sound from the big event. Governor Otter.
Thank you and good morning.
All right. Thank you and good morning, Governor. Good morning, Governor Otter.
Thank you and good morning.
All right. We appreciate that. The governor, he's fired up and ready to go. So we'll take a look at the governor's talk yesterday and some other folks as well. Perhaps even Mayor Beter. We'll hear from him or whomever else about saving Gowan Field. And if you work at Gowan, know someone that does, we'd love to hear from you next. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Are we the United States of America, or are we America run by Washington, D.C.?
We are not just a ragtag bunch of people out here that are on the fringes.
These are Christians coming across the border.
I completely disagree with that, not it. Let's get it
started. Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
I think that is a perfectly reasonable opinion, that the president in his comments, if we look at all of his rhetoric, has not displayed the kind of love of America, the kind of love of American exceptionalism that other American presidents have displayed, that he has gone abroad and criticized us over and over again, apologized for us. Every time he does it, it embarrasses me.
There you have it. Rudy Giuliani calling it like it is. Kevin Miller with you, 580 KIDO, of course. Then we have Megyn Kelly defending the president of the United States. Quickly, let's hear what Megyn has to say.
But when you say that he wasn't raised to love America, I mean, he was raised in part by his grandparents. His grandfather served in World War II. His grandmother worked in a munitions plant to help the nation during World War II. I mean, to suggest he was raised by people who don't love America or who didn't help him learn to love America.
Well, his grandfather introduced him to Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, who the president
he fought in World War II.
Okay, you can fight in World War II, and then you introduce some.
Now, by the way, and let me, I'm going to apologize in advance. She's got to be the biggest phony ever. She really does. He fought in World War II, as if that really matters. You know, the history of President Obama can be summed up in Dinesh D'Souza's two movies. Just check those out. They're all factually documented. And by the way, you know what happened to Dinesh D'Souza? He got put in jail by the president for the First Amendment.
Someone to a communist, and the young boy gets...
I'm sorry, and that's one of the reasons why I'm with you. It's because radio is about credibility, at least good radio, what we're trying to do each and every day. The faux outrage just gets me crazy.
It's a political worldview. It's not a hatred for the country.
Communism is not hatred for the country. Remember, this is Megyn Kelly of Fox News saying this.
I mean, wasn't it a hatred for
America? I'm talking about this particular, his grandfather. If he had a leftist view of how politics in the United States should run, does that mean he doesn't love America? Does it mean his grandson doesn't?
Kelly, how about being in a church for 17 years where the minister of the church says, it's not God loves America, but God damn America. Now, if you were in that church, wouldn't you quit that church?
I'm
going to ask you that. Would you quit that church?
Well, listen, it's not about me.
What a big phony Megyn Kelly is to back down.
Mr. Mayor, do you want to apologize for your comment?
Not at all. I want to repeat it. The reality is, from all that I can see of this president, all that I've heard of him, he apologizes for America. He criticizes America. He talks about the Crusades and how the Christians were barbarians, leaves out the second half of the sentence that the Muslims were barbarians also. He sees Christians slaughtered and doesn't stand up and hold a press conference, although he holds a press conference for the situation in Ferguson. He sees Jews being killed for anti-Semitic reasons, doesn't stand up and hold a press conference. This is an American president I've never seen before.
But to say that he doesn't love America.
Look at that. But to say that he doesn't love America.
I mean, that he could view foreign policy as a Democrat might view it and through a different lens than you, a Republican, might see it. You can understand the differences between you, but to condemn his patriotism, to question his love of America?
I'm not condemning his patriotism. Patriots can criticize. They're allowed to criticize. I don't hear from him what I heard from Harry Truman, what I heard from Bill Clinton, what I heard from Jimmy Carter, which is these wonderful words about what a great country we are, what an exceptional country we are. When he called us an exceptional country, he said, we're an exceptional country, but so is Greece back 3,000 years ago.
Doesn't mean he doesn't love America.
Well, I haven't.
A lot of liberals don't believe in American exceptionalism, but that doesn't mean they don't love America.
Well,
that,
I don't feel it. I don't feel it. I don't feel this love of America.
I think I'm listening to MSNBC as opposed to Fox News. Liberal Steve with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO.
How can you put that man up on a pedestal? Giuliani, he's Catholic. He's gone through two wives. His Donna, he had Julie, his now current little bimbo, had a judge order that Donna was correct, that she couldn't be coming into Gracie's mansion. The guy was a Democrat to begin with, then he went independent, and then he...
See, this is the habit of the liberal, and this is why we have Liberal Steve here, is that instead of addressing the issues, do you agree with Rudy Giuliani, does the president love America, we have the personal attacks. This is why he earns the moniker Liberal Steve. See how the liberal... This is a laboratory experiment, dear true believer, at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. See how the liberal, just like other mammals, if you were, kind of has this pattern. And I'm trying to be non-offensive here with Liberal Steve, but just see how he falls into that pattern.
Over-talking me.
See, there you go. And I was going, see, I didn't fall for the name calling, discreditation. Off topic. These are the habits. And when you talk to your progressive friends, this is the pattern.
Church excommunicated that dude. Why isn't the Catholic Church excommunicated?
See, thank you for the call. It has nothing to do with the topic. Tom Munns, TomMunns.com, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Morning, Kevin.
Good morning, sir.
You know, I have to tell you, I heard Liberal Steve yesterday, and I know that I could put my head on the chopping block, but I agree with the first part of what he said yesterday.
We're not talking about Liberal Steve or what he said. We're talking about Rudy Giuliani and the President of the United States.
Well, you were just talking about. Well, you know, I think this should be kind of a wake up call for the people that. Watch their alleged patriot news channel on Fox News. I think it would be a pretty clear indication of exactly where they're going, and not to forget who actually owns Fox News. You know, I mean, there's...
Who owns Fox News?
Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News, doesn't he?
What's wrong with him?
Well, you know, he's one of those hardcore patriots like George Soros.
You're going to have to expand on that. See, we're getting off the topic. What about Obama?
Well, we already know what Obama is.
I mean, do you agree with Giuliani or do you agree with Megyn Kelly?
Oh man, I can't even believe anybody has to ask me that. I agree with Mayor Giuliani, of course, for that particular reason. You know, whether Megyn Kelly's playing the devil's advocate or not, who knows?
Well, I mean, but come on, the faux outrage. His dad fought in World War II. Come on, Megyn.
Well, to think that communism is somehow patriotic just shows the kind of trouble that we're in.
Well, when she said that communism didn't want to destroy America?
Well, communism, I don't think people remember the communism deal in the 70s, and I didn't remember it. I just had to read about it. And the fact that, you know, communism was a huge threat to America. And, you know, we didn't have any problem calling them communists. We didn't have any problem calling them red Chinese or chinks or whatever the hell we called them. Because it was a danger to America. Now all of a sudden communism isn't subversive. And we need to sort of be PC and tiptoe around the fact that communism still exists under a different name.
Let me just share this with everybody just tuning in. Here's what the president said at his Stop the Extreme Violence Summit.
Here in America, Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since its founding. Generations of Muslim immigrants came here.
Yeah, now, Tom Munns, you should know all about that.
He's a liar.
You're always giving us the history lessons.
He's a liar. Islam has not been woven into the fabric of this country. Islam has been known by the sons of, Ishmael to be able to carry the sword and to slay people into submission. I mean, this guy is so off his nut, I can't even tell you. I guess most people that listen to the radio show totally agree. But the point is that the guy needs to be called out for what he is. Now you start seeing his true colors even on Yahoo News publishes it. Obama's reading all of our negative comments on social media. Now he's doing all of these things. He's doing everything but what's specifically authorized in Article 2. And because few people even read the Constitution or understand it, they don't even understand that. I mean, Hawaii was hailing him the other day for using his presidential power for declaring Hawaii a national monument or whatever. You know where I go with this.
Thank you for self-regulating. See you, Tom.
Hey, I love you, buddy. Have a great day.
I love you, too. Tom Munns, TomMunns.com. By the way, I still love this Jobs for Terrorists program, right? Let's just give them all jobs. 6:49, Kevin Miller in the morning. Should give them the business. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
What we're facing are people chopping people's heads off, burning people, killing people because they're Christians, killing people because they're Jews. A president who won't acknowledge that.
6:55, 38 degrees. Kevin Miller in the morning. Senator Crapo will join us between now and 9 o'clock. Yesterday at Gowan Field, or about Gowan Field at the airport, it was about the future of Gowan Field. We had Governor Otter and a few other folks, our friends at Senator Risch, Senator Crapo, as well. So we had three guys that matter talking about jobs at Gowan Field.
The military, and especially the Air Force, gets the best bounce for their buck right here in Idaho. Whether it's Mountain Home or right here at Gowan Field, we have the facilities, we have the assets, and we have the infrastructure that they can't find any place else that can do the job and has the commitment that we have.
There's the governor. Let's hear from Senator Crapo.
It's very well understood that the A-10 is going to be phased out of the military's infrastructure. The question is, how long is that period of time, and will it be retired prematurely?
Well, let's face it, when you have John McCain and others who are doing their very best to keep the A-10, by the way, what's going to replace the A-10? With all due respect to our politicians that were there cheerleading the A-10, did any of them make a case for a replacement? No, they just want the big money dollars for the F-35A, which right now, with all due respect, is a pipe dream that plane ever makes it to production. You can Google the 60 Minutes piece on what a boondoggle and a waste of money that's become. We go to Terry in State College, Pennsylvania, with Kay Milley at 580-KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kay Milley. Hey, you know, the F-35, I was looking at the Chinese version of it the other day. They have most of our plans. They've recreated the F-35.
Well, because it's made with Chinese parts, number one.
Oh, yeah.
And number two, if you do anything in China, you've got to give them the plans. So I'm sure we turned it over to them.
Well, my brother-in-law was executive for Kodak, and when they put all of their film manufacturing over there,
yep.
Same thing happened to that. Much of the technology was stolen. It just goes on down the line. Hey, I wanted to say something about this President Obama. How quickly we forget those that seem to be loyal to him, that he will not even acknowledge the flag. And I remember the soundbite of Michelle leaning forward, whispering in his ear during a commencement ceremony, and said, "All of this over a stupid flag." I mean, if you can't pledge, we all know what a pledge is, but if you can't pledge allegiance, get out. And why they haven't thrown him out yet is beyond me. I feel better. I piped up.
Well, you're always welcome to do that, sir.
You have a great day, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, our friend Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. Back to yesterday at Gowan Field.
One of the things I was really encouraged at today was the recognition by the Secretary of the tremendous infrastructure assets and personnel assets that we have here in Idaho that are attractive for the Air Force and for a future mission.
Now, it's great that they've all gotten together. Will it make a difference? Let's talk. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO, 658 time. 659 coming up next. We'll take a look at the internet not being turned off, but the funding of teachers. Is it textbooks? Is it money for teachers? Where's the money going to come from to save our schools? We'll talk to Senator Cameron next. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Good morning.